The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life. And this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in him, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And therefore, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill. This is the first Christmas message that was sent from heaven, together with the announcement of the birth of the Messiah. And the first recipients of that message were the shepherds, who faithfully kept watch over their flock in the cold darkness of the night. The chorus of angels sang glory to God and announced peace to men on earth. At the birth of Jesus, the peace through Christ is announced to people of goodwill, to those on whom the favor of God rests. Christmas celebration is an invitation to be in the favor of God and enjoy the grace and peace that Christ brings. In order to enjoy that peace of Christ, we should be people of goodwill, like Mary and Joseph, like the shepherds, the Magi, all experienced this peace on account of their faithfulness and humility to accept the plan of God. On the contrary, we see Herod, the chief priests, the scribes and the Pharisees failing to experience that peace. Rather, they were filled with fear because of their pride, arrogance, and lack of humility to accept God's plan. And that's what St. John says when he says, he came to his own, and his own did not accept him. The good news of great joy that the angels announced to the shepherds was that a Savior is born for you, that God has become man. Strange even to think of. God becoming man, God being born, the Word of God taking human flesh. A Christmas parable written by Lewis Cassels explains this mystery of Christmas, God becoming man, in a simple and beautiful way. It is the story of a man who said that he didn't believe all that stuff about incarnation, which church proclaims at Christmas. And he was honest and decent to pretend that he believed. And so, on the eve of Christmas, he declined to accompany his wife and children to the church for the midnight mass. He said to his wife, "Honey, I'm truly sorry to disappoint you, but I simply cannot understand this claim that God becomes man. It doesn't make any sense to me. I would feel like a hypocrite. Therefore, I would rather stay at home, but I will wait up for you." Shortly after, his wife and children drove off to the church. Looking out of the window, he found that it was snowing heavily. And in his heart, he was glad that it is going to be a white Christmas. A few minutes later, as he was reading his newspaper at the fireside, he was startled by a thudding sound. It was quickly followed by another, then another, and again another. Thinking that someone must be throwing snowballs at his living room window, he went to the front door to investigate. And to his amazement, he found a flock of birds huddled miserably in the snow, trying to fly through his window, desperately searching for shelter and warmth. "I can't let these poor creatures lie there and freeze," he thought to himself. "But how can I help them?" Then he remembered of the barn that could provide them warm and shelter. He put on his coat and boots and tramped through the thick snow to the barn. He opened the door wide and turned on the light and waited for the birds to rush in. But the birds didn't come in. Then he sprinkled crumbs of bread on the snow, thinking that he could lure them, and made a trail to the barn. But the birds continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. They didn't get into the barn. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around and waving his arms, but that too in vain. They only scattered in every direction except into the lighted barn. Discouraged, he said to himself, They find me a stranger and a terrifying creature, and I can't seem to think of any way to let them know that they can trust me. Then suddenly a strange wish came into his mind. If only I could be a bird myself for a few minutes, perhaps I could lead them to safety. Just at that moment, he heard the church bells ringing. He stood for a while silent, listening to the bells pealing in the air, the glad tidings of Christmas. Then he sank to his knees in the snow, with his hands clasped to his chest, and whispered, "Now I understand." He whispered, "Now I see why you had to do it." In the second reading, we heard St. Paul speaking about God sending prophets and leaders to shoo the children of Israel back to God. There were so many ways that God used to reach out to us, to communicate with us, since the time man disobeyed God and turned away from him. Time and again, he sent prophets and leaders. Through signs and wonders, he tried to reach out to us, wanting to lead us into the safety and the warmth of his love. However, mankind failed to recognize these as signs of love and care, and continued to flop about, scattered in every direction, immersed in the ways of the world, in search of comfort and safety, like the birds in the parable. Well, in the end, God had to do it. God decided to send his Son into our broken world. This is what we celebrate today. God becoming man, taking human flesh to attract us into the warmth of his love. The Word made flesh and dwelt among us. During the Second World War, a dad called his little child and, pointing to the sky, showed a jet flying up in the sky and said, "Son, look, that is the flight your grandpa is flying." Wondering for a while, the little boy asked his dad, "But Dad, how did Grandpa get up there in the jet so high?" The dad said, "Son, your grandpa didn't go up there to get in, but the plane came down to take him up." That is Christmas. God sending his Son into our midst to take us up to himself. Saint Augustine said, "The Son of God became Son of Man to make us sons of God into sons of men into sons of God." Saint John, as we heard in the Gospel, says, "To those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God." Yes, Christmas is God sharing his love with us in Jesus, his Son. Christmas is the feast of the Emmanuel, God with us and within us. As Emmanuel, Jesus lives in the sacraments, especially in the Holy Eucharist that we celebrate, in the Bible, in the praying community, and in each believer. Christmas reminds us that we have the missionary duty of sharing with others Jesus, the Emmanuel, through our sacrificial, humble, and committed service. Alexander Pope says, "What does it profit me if Jesus is born in thousands of crypts all over the world, and he is not born in my heart?" We need to let Jesus be born in our hearts and lives. Not only during Christmas, but every day, every moment, so that we can share his peace and love with others through our selfless love expressed in compassionate words and deeds, through our unconditional forgiveness, through the spirit of humble service and overflowing generosity. May this Christmas make us all people of goodwill. May it fill our hearts with true love for God and for one another, so that we may give glory to God always, sharing his peace to all. May this Christmas help us to experience the power that God has given us in Christ Jesus, his Son, to be children of God. May God bless you.